Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Chof Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur 21 lines from the top of the Omid. You may be able to find it more easily simply by noticing the first triangled expression that you see. In truth, these triangles, which represent a series, started on Daf Chof Ches during our previous shiur, and they denoted the numbers of brachos that are in the different Shmona Esreis. And then the last shiur we discussed the 18 brachos that constitute your basic Shmona Esrei is in honor of what? And we saw a few opinions regarding that, what the 18 corresponded to. So continuing in that vein, we have more examples of this, as you can see. And on the side, we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads, Mispar brachos shel Shmona Esrei, the number of brachos of the Shmona Esrei of different occasions. One, shel Shabbos, there are 7. 2, Rosh Hashanah, there are 9. And 3, Taniyos, public fast days, as is accounted for in the Gemara Maseches Tainis, there are 24 brachas. And the question is, keneged mi, in honor of whom were these respective numbers established? So we now turn to the Gemara at the beginning of the line where the triangle appears. Hani sheva de shabato, keneged mi, the 7 brachas that constitute the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, in honor of whom are they? Amar Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, keneged shiva kolos shomar David al Hamayim. They correspond to the 7 times the word kol appears in the chapter 29 of Tehillim, which, by the way, was the same chapter we quoted when speaking about the 18 brachas. So there are 7 times the expression of kol appears, where you see kol Hashem al Hamayim as one of the psukim. So it's a reference to that, the 7 kolos, and hence 7 brachas. Hani Tisha de Rosh Hashanah keneged mi. The Gemara asks, what about the 9 brachas of Rosh Hashanah? Omer of Yitzhak, de min Kartignin. That's where he's from. Min from the place called Kartignin. Keneged Tisha Azkoros Shamrochano betfilosa. In honor of the 9 names of the 9 references to the name of Hashem in the tefillah, in the prayer that Chana, who was the mother of the prophet Shmuel, that she mentioned 9 times Hashem's name in her tefillah. And you'll ask, what's the connection between Chana and Rosh Hashanah? The Omar Mar, but Rosh Hashanah, Nifkeda, Sora, Rochel, V'chana. It was on Rosh Hashanah that these famous women, Sora, Imenu, Rochel, Imenu, and Chana, were remembered by the Almighty with regard to their expecting or their expectant pregnancy. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them to make sure that they will bear children, and that occurred on Rosh Hashanah. Hani esrim v'arba detaniso keneged mi, the 24 brachas that are part of a tainis, a public fast day, Shmona Esrei, as is mentioned in Maseches Tainis, in honor of whom are they? Omer of Chelbo, keneged chof dalid renonois, shomar shlomo b'sha'a she'ichnis oro in lebeis kodshei HaKadoshim. They're in honor of the 24 words of praise that are found in Sefer Melachim, Aleph, Perek Ches. There are 24 different expressions of praise of the Almighty that were mentioned by Shlomo in his prayer when they were bringing the Oron, the Holy Ark containing the Aseres HaDibros, into the Kodesh Kodoshim upon the construction of the Beis HaMikdash, upon the completion of the Beis HaMikdash. Ihachi kol yom anami nimrenu. If that be the case, so why not say 24 brachas every day? The Gemara answers, Emas amrinu Shlomo. On what occasion did Shlomo say his prayer, which had these 24 words of praise in them? Biyom derachmi, he said it on a day that he needed mercy, and in that case the issue was he needed the gates which were miraculously stuck closed, remained unopenable, and he had to pray for them to get opened. And that's what's meant by he needed heavenly intervention. So Anan Nami, the Gemara says, Biyom derachmi Amri Luhu, on those kind of days that we need special heavenly intervention. Of course, every day we need heavenly intervention, but we're talking about because of extenuating circumstances, and that is characteristic of a public fast day, which is practiced in the event that there is no rain, generally speaking. We have the Dibur Masel from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, Me'ain Shmona Esrei. The Rabbi Yeshua Shita, as opposed to the previous Shita, that said you have to say 18 full brachos every day for fulfilling Shmona Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says, Me'ain Shmona Esrei. So the Gemara asks, Me'ain Shmona Esrei, what does that expression mean? Omar, so Rav Omar, Me'ain Kol Brachu Bracha. The text of each one of the brachas is abbreviated. But you have, according to Rav, you'll have, in effect, 18 benedictions, just that each one is abbreviated. Ushmuel Omar, and now Shmuel presents a different explanation of what Me'ain Shmona Esrei is. It's not just that the text of the brachas are reduced, but all of the middle brachos from Ata Chonein until the Shema Koleinu, which we would say they make up the middle section of the Shmona Esrei, where you have the three opening brachos and the three closing brachos remain intact, and that accounts for six of the 18. So the 12 middle brachos are all reduced into one paragraph. And as we go on in the Gemara, you will notice that that each phrase corresponds to one of the brachos in the Shmona Esrei. So Shmuel says, "What is the pshat? What is the meaning of me'ain of me'ain Shmona Esrei?" You should also note, by the way, that we have a long marking to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. The word Havinenu appears, encircled with a descending vertical dash line, just to show that all of these lines make up this abbreviated Shmona Esrei text. Ushmul Amar, Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu, Lodas Drachecha, give us wisdom to understand your ways. That would correspond to the Brach of Ato Chonein Leodom Das. And the next phrase, Umoyul Es Lovavenu Lir Oscha, and cause our hearts to fear you, which would correspond to Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha, and V'sislach Lonu Liyos Geulim, and we have here the bracha for the prayer for forgiveness in order to become redeemed. So you see that's Slach Lonu Avinu and Re'ev Yonenu, ending with the Goel Yisrael, V'richakanu Mimachovenu, distance us from our ailments, our pains. That's Keneged, you know, that corresponds to the Brach of Rifo'enu, V'dashneinu b'nois artzecha, and cause us richness and fulfillment in your land, which corresponds to the Birchas Hashonim, Unifutzoseinu me'arba tekabetz, and our scattered people gather from the four corners of the world, which corresponds to the Brocha of Tekah B'Shoifar, and V'atoyim al Daitcha Yishpatu, those that are errant in their ways shall be judged. Rashi has two pshotim, by the way, on this phrase, and for our purposes, this would correspond to the Hoshiva Shifteinu Kavori Shona. and the al horishoyim tonif yodecha upon the wicked, so your hand should be waved or cast over them, and that would correspond to v'lamalshinim al tisikva v'yismuchut tzadikim bevinyan irecha uvesikun hecholecha uvetzmichas keren ledovid avdecha uvarichas ner leven yishai meshichecha. And the righteous ones shall rejoice in the construction of your city. So you see here Al HaTzadikim, and you see the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim Yerucha, and Tikun Hecholecha, Tzmichas Keren. The Tikun Hecholecha is the establishment of the reestablishment of the Beis Hamikdash. And Utzmichas Keren the David Avdecha, you have corresponding to Es Tzemach David, the prayer for the reinstitution of the Davidic dynasty. Uvarichas Ner Leven Yishai Meshichecha, and a reference to the Moshiach. And Terem Nikro Atosane, before we call out, you should already answer Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tfilo, corresponding to that very same bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Layit alo Abaye amade matzli havinenu. Abaye, layit is an expression meaning he cursed, he who would say this text. And the reason for Abaye being so upset with this is that you're skipping so many brachas and joining them into one bracha. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel Kol Hashana Kula. Now we have a new marking here, and under our mivneheading in the margin it says Kol Hashana Kula Zmanim B'meshach Hashana Shelo Nitan Lomar Havinenu. The Gemara will discuss different times of year where one simply is because of technical reasons cannot say Havinenu. Omar Rav Nachman Shmuel Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Odom Havinenu. One has the option of saying Havinenu throughout the year, Chutz Mitzoy Shabbos Mitzoy Yom Tovim, with the exception of the Mariv following a Shabbos or following a Yom Tov, Neishisoch Lomar Avdola B'Chay Nedos, because those Marivs that one davens after Shabbos or Yom Tov, there's a necessity of saying Havdola in the Bruch of Chonin Hadoas, which we call Atochon Antonu. And therefore, that's the Havdola text is not part of Havinenu, so you can't say Havinenu. The Gemara challenges this, and you'll notice we have a squiggle underline labeled as one. A few lines later, on the third of the widest lines at the beginning of line, you'll see again a squiggle line number two, where the Gemara basically is saying, why not? Just because it's Motsoi Shabbos, Motsoi Yontif, so what? How does that stop you from saying Havinenu? The Gemara asks, Maskiflo Rabo Bar Shmuel, V'neimro Brocha Revius B'fnatzmo. All right. So even if you say that the Havdalah is not part of the formal Havdalah, Havinenu text, so why not just have after you say Hokel Hakadosh, after you finish the third bracha Shemoneh Esrei, say Atechon Antanu as a fourth separate bracha, and then after that say Havinenu. Mi lo tnan. Do we not have a precedent for this? Rabbi Kiva Omer Oimro Hal. Alocha brocha refius b'fnei asma. Rabbi Elazar Omer b'hoida. Rabbi Kiva says you can say Havdalah as a fourth brocha, separate brocha. So emphasizing that, you see why if Rabbi Kiva's sheet is that the Atechon Antanu in general was a separate brocha, so when Motzoi Shabbos comes around and you are a Havinenu sayer, so Havdalah does not pose a problem. Just have it as a fourth brocha. The Gemara answers, Otu kol Hashana kula mi avdina k'Rabbi Akiva. Do we practice Rabbi Akiva's shita in general? In other words, we daven full 18 full brachas. And when we daven 18 full brachas, we don't have Havdalah as a separate bracha. It's part of the Atochon Antanu. So during the rest of the year, when we daven full 18 full brachas, we don't add a special Havdalah bracha. It's part of the pre-existing Atochonein bracha. So do we follow Rabbi Kiva the rest of the year? Dehashto nami navid, that now too when we're saying Havinenu, we should also follow him. Kol hashana kula, my time alo avdinan, Rabbi Kiva the rest of the year. Why is it that we don't follow his approach? Tamni sorry tikun chasri lo tikun. They established 18 brachas, not 19 brachas. Hochanami, so too when it comes to Havinenu, sheva tikun tamni lo tikun. The Havinenu format is 7 brachas, not 8. Not adding a special Havdolah bracha, which would then give us 8. Maskiflor marzutro. He once again challenges that which we said at the opening of this, that Havinenu cannot be said Motsoi Shabbos. Razutra asks, V'nichlo michla, why not just have it included with the rest of the brachas, each bracha being referenced to by a phrase. So, why not do the following? Havinenu Hashem Elokeinu Hamavdil B'Kodesh L'Chol. So that could have been an abbreviated or woven in Havdalah text to the existing Havinenu. Kashya. So this is left as a difficulty. Namely, even though Rav Nachman Shmuel says that you won't say Havinenu Motzoi Shabbos because of Havdalah, and we're left here saying, well, like, why not? You can have Havdalah woven into the Havinenu text. Omar of Bevai Barabai, Koshan Ukulam Ispal Odom Havinenu Chutzmi Moisag Shomim. During the year, it's ironically it says Kol Hashana Kula, when basically you're really going to have half a year that you could say Havinenu Chutz Mosek Shamim, except for the winter months, the other half of the year during the winter months, you won't be able to say Havinenu. They should Tzorch Loimar She'elo BeBirchas Hashon, because we have to have a She'elo, a request for rain. We say during the winter months V'sein Tal Umotar Livrocha. So that's called She'ela, and that's done in Birchas Hashem, which is the Borech Oleinu Bracha. And for Havinenu doesn't have this as part of its text, the V'sein Talu Motar. Maskif Lo Marzutra. Now again, we're going to be raising questions in stages, so this is the first question. Maskif Lo Marzutra V'nichla Lo Michlal, why not have it included? Just like that. In other words, just like you have an abbreviated Borech Oleinu Brocha, which reads V'dashneinu b'nois ha'artzecha, you can have an abbreviated She'elo, where you can have She'elo woven in by saying, like we have just read. The Gemara says, well, osi litrudi. By having an insertion into the Havinenu, it will cause a person to become confused. With regard to Havdalah in the Achone Nadoas Brocha, isn't that something that could be argued in objection? That you're going to, by having the Havdalah in the first Brocha, doesn't that cause someone to be confounded? And yet, that didn't seem to be a problem before when we were discussing the Havdalah B'chonin Hadoas. The Gemara answers, Amri, Hosam, Kevon de Asi B'tchilas Tzlosa, the Atel Chanantonu, the Havdalah is at the beginning of the middle section of Brochas. It's at the beginning, or it's after you say Halkel HaKadosh, the first thing that appears will be a reference to Havdalah. So as a result of its positioning, it's low matrid. It won't cause a person to be confused. Hocha, here, however, kevon de asio be'emtzas loisa, since the Havinenu would be coming up in the middle, and we're dealing here with the Birchas Hashonim is a brocha in the middle of that middle section. So since it's coming up in the middle, that will cause a person to become confounded. Maskevor Ravashi. Ravashi has a name ra b'shemeah tefillah. Why not say v'sein tal motar in the final of the final bracha of the Havinenu section? The Yomer of Tanchum Ravasi to'a v'lohizkir gvuras yishamim b'tchias ameisim achzirinos. So a person who forgot to mention gvuras yishamim is mashiv ruach moed geshem. He didn't mention that in the bracha of tchias ameisim. He has to go back. She'ema b'birchas hashanim. if he missed the same Talu Motor in the Borei Cholenu Bracha, Ein Machzir and Oso, and we've dashed underline here, Mitnei Shiyocho Lo'imah B'Shei Me'at Filah. You see that the Bracha of the same Talu Motor is connected in this case where you missed it, it's connect. You can make it up in Shomeat Filah. So if you are a Havinenu reciter, mention the same Talu Motor as part of the Havinenu at the end of the Havinenu section, which closes with Shomea Tfilah. You see, there is a connection. And a third halacha that's mentioned here, which is not relevant for us right now, the Havdola B'Chonen Ados, Ein Machzir Noso, if a person missed saying Havdola in the Hachonen Ados, in the first bracha after the Hakel HaKadosh, Ein Machzir Noso, Meshiach Olomro Alakos. One doesn't go back to say the Shmoneh Esrei because he missed Havdalah, because he has the option of saying Havdalah over, not just an option, but an expectation that he'll be saying Havdalah anyway over a cup of wine later. So the question is, we see from this source, or I should say from this teaching of Rav Asi, that the Brichas Hashanim request, the Vesein Talu Motor, can be recited in Shomea Tfilah. The Gemara says, Ta'a Shaini, the case just quoted in the name of Rav Asi, was a person that made a mistake. He missed it in the Shomea Tfilah, in the Brichas Hashanim. So a person makes a mistake, there's an allowance to have it recited as part of the Shomea Tfilah Bracha. However, to establish it as part of a formal text, that we will not do. So that half of the year when Havinenu would have otherwise been recited, but because you have to have Sheilo, you have to have the request for rain, and to have it in the middle of the Havinenu would cause a person to become confused. So we just say, don't say Havinenu during the winter months when we need to ask for rain. Gufa, Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Asi. Just a few lines above, we had mentioned this in passing, and here we will focus on Tov lo hiskir gvuras kisham tchisa mesim, a person who did not mention the Mashiv HaRuach passage in the Broch of Tchiasa Mesim Machzir Noisoi. He has to repeat She'ela Birchas Hashanim Ein Machzir Noso. If he missed She'ela V'sein Talu Motor, the request for rain in Birchas Hashanim, so he does not go back, because he has the opportunity to say it in the Shomea Tfilah Brocha. V'havdola B'chon Ados Ein Machzir Noso. And as far as the Havdalah passage in Atochonein, the Odom Das, and the Atochonatonu passage, if he missed that, he doesn't go back. Because he can say it over he says Havdalah anyway over a cup of wine. The Gemara asks, Mesve, we have a Tanaic source. Actually, before we go on, we should note the markings where we've double underlined with a design between them the expression Tov lo hiskir. Here, the Gemara deals with the issue of gvuros geshamim. We're going to be focusing on that. And on Omid Beis, you'll notice we have another example of someone missing something. There is Tov lo hiskir shel Rosh Chodesh. He misses the Yalev Yovo passage on Rosh Chodesh. So we continue here with our issue of someone who missed saying the Mashiv HaRuach. Rav Tanchum teaches in the name of Rav Asi that one would have to go back for that, but the She'ela B'Birchas Hashanim, one does not have to go back for that. Meisvei, we have a source. And we should note that we dashed underlined the issue of She'ela Ein Machzir Noso. Here we'll have a source which says to the contrary, where Machzir Noso. Meisvei, Tov lo hiskir gvuros kisham tchisa mesim, Machzir Noso. This is the same. However, She'ela B'Birchas Hashanim, Machzir Noso. Here you see a difference. If he missed She'ela, he missed the same Talu Motor in Borei Cholenu, he does have to go back. As far as Havdalah, there is no discrepancy. So only with regard to She'elah B'Yuchas HaShanim do we have a discrepancy. The Gemara now attempts to answer this. And we've indicated this with our triangle marking. Nisyonos liyashev ha di'oma Rabbi Tanchum im hamokor be'inyin tov lo hiskir Gishomim b'she'ela, where we want to try to resolve Rav Tanchum, who said on the one hand ein machzir noso with the missing of she'ela, and the source that says that we are machzir noso. Lo kasha, there is no problem. Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. In a case of a private person, Yachid, so he has to go back. In the Tzibor, that means a person davening in the along with the public, he does not have to go back. The Gemara asks, but Tzibor my time alo, in the public setting, why does he not have to go back? Mishum deshama mishliach Tzibor. Well, it's because the person is going to hear the repeat of the Shmon Esrei done by the leader, by the Shliach Tzibor. And as opposed to when someone is davening in private, so he doesn't have this make-up opportunity. Therefore, in private, he has to go back to say the Shmon Esrei again. The Gemara asks, Ihochi, if the teaching of Rav Asi is of Ein Machzirin is because of his ability to hear it from the Shliach Tzibor, the reason that Rav Asi himself gave was that he doesn't go back because he can say it in Shomei Atfila. That's not the real reason. Rav Tanchum, Omer Rav Asi should have said that he doesn't go back is because he will hear it from the Shliach Tzibor in his repetition of the Shmona Esrei. Ela, Idi v'idi b'yochid. Both Rav Asi's teaching and the Tanaic source are talking about a private person. V'lo kashya, ha de'adkir koydim shemeh tfila. If he, adkir means remembered. The dalid in this word adkir can be interchanged with the zayin, giving you the word zohar, or to remember. If he remembered before reaching shemeh tfila, so ein machzir, and then he doesn't go back. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Ha the adgir boser shemat fila. If he remembered only after, he remembered late, he remembered after he said shemat fila, then he will have to go back. As far as how far back he has to go, that is a point of discussion found in the Tosfos that Amir Tzashem, during our Tosfos Shir, we will be able to get into at greater length. Continuing in the Gemara, another teaching of Rav Tanchum, Omar Vasi. Here you have, in this particular quotation, one can notice that he adds Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the list of names. Ta'a v'lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh b'avoda. A person missed saying the Yalev Yavo, in Avoda is the Brocha of Ritzei. Choyzer lavoda. He goes back to say Ritzei. Another scenario of Nizkar b'hoida, if he remembered in the Moedim Bracha, so Choyzer lavoda. He goes back to Ritzei. Besim Shalom Choyzer lavoda. If he remembers a little later when he's in the Sim Shalom Bracha that he missed, it, so he goes back to Ritzei again. Ve'im siyem, if he finished, chozer l'rosh, he goes back to the beginning. If someone finished the Shmon Esrei without having said Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, he goes back to the beginning and says Shmon Esrei again. Amar Rav Papa Brei de Rav Acha Bar Ado Hoda Amoran siyem chozer l'rosh, that which is said here that when he finishes, if he finishes without having said Yavo, he goes back to the beginning. Lo Amoran Ela Sha'okar Raglov. This is so only if he took his steps back, which is the practice when one completes the Shmon Esrei. Avo lo okar raglov, if he didn't take the steps back. He didn't literally uproot his feet. Chozer lavoda. He still can go back to the Ritzei Bracha. Amale minalocha. So he asked, who said this to you? Amale. So he answered, Me Abba Mori, Shmiali, Vabo Mori, Me Rav. I heard it from my father, my teacher, my master, who heard it from Rav. Omar Rav Nachmon Bar Yitzchak. We will see here two Lishonos, and under our heading on the side, Tatnose, we call this a subtopic, and Mivne, a structural note, where we feature Roman numerals 1 and 2. These are Shnei Lishonos, two versions, Hatoa B'tfilosa V'tzarch Lachzor, V'od Lo'okar Aglov, person who made a mistake, and he needs to go back, and did he or did he not take his steps back? So we will see two Lishonos on this topic. Omar Rav Nachmari, so Hoda Moran Oka Raglov Choizel Rosh, that which we just got finished seeing, just a couple lines up, of Oka Raglov, he has to then go back to the beginning, then Lomorn Elo Sheino Rogil Lomar Tachnunim Achart Filoso. This is true if he is not accustomed to saying a closing prayer after the Shmon Esrei. The most famous or common example of that is, of course, the Elokai Nitzor Lishoni Meirah that we all practice saying. That's the Tachanunim Achart Filoso. So that the uprooting of the legs, the steps back, forces one to go back to the beginning, is if he is not accustomed to saying a prayer passage at the end. Avol rogil loimer tachanunim achar tfiloso, if he is accustomed to saying a special passage after his Shmon Esrei, chozer lavoda. He can nevertheless go back to Ritzei. So that according to this lashon, this first version, the uprooting of the legs would not constitute the point of no return if he is accustomed to saying Elokai Netzor, seemingly after that. Iko Diamri, another version of this teaching, Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Ha de Amoron Ki Lo Oka Raglav Chozel Avoda, that which was said that if he didn't uproot his legs, he can go back to Ritzei, Lo Amoron Elo Sherogil Lomar Tachnunim Achart Filoso. This is true only if he is accustomed to saying after his tefillah, the Elokai Netzor. In other words, when we say after the tefillah, maybe we should have mentioned earlier, that's after one would say, HaMavorach Es Amo Yisrael Bashalom, and there's a custom to say, Yul Ratzo Nimrei Fi, Ve'gyon Libi Lefanecha, Hashem Tzuri V'Guali. If after that he says this Tachanunim Elokai Netzor, so then he does not have to go back to the Shmon Esrei, but he goes back to Ritzei. We must emphasize in this second lashon, we're talking about someone who has not taken his steps back. So if he has not taken his steps back, he can go back to Avoido, he can go back to Ritzei. That's only if his custom is to saying Elokai Netzor. Avol im eino rogil loma tachnu machat filoso, then Choser Larosh, if he's not accustomed to saying that, even though he hasn't taken his steps back, he'll still have to go back to the beginning of the Shmona Esrei. And that's because, according to this version, the conclusion of the Shmona Esrei, by saying, HaMavorech Es HaMoshir Basholoim, and Yu L'Rotzen Imrei Fi, that is tantamount to uprooting your legs. In other words, that's tantamount to taking the steps back. When do we say that you are still able to go back just to Ritzei? That's if, in addition, you add the Elokai Netzor. Rabbi Elezer Omer, Ho'isa Tfiloso Keva, Ein Tfiloso Tachnunim. We will see here, we have recorded under our Nosei, our topic heading, four Pirushim La'oisa Tfiloso Keva, four explanations as to what this means. Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah, Oisat Filosa Keva, Ain't Filosa Tachanun in my Keva. What does that mean? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Ivi, Amar Rebbe Yoshaya, Kol Shetfiloso Doma Olov Kemasui. Anyone whose prayer, whose Shemar Esrei appears as a burden upon him. Rashi goes through the different explanations on the third line from the top. Rashi says Kemasui Vani Loshim Keva Choyk Kavua Hu Olai Lispalel. It's a burden, or it's a rule upon me to daven, v'tzorch ani lotzeis yedei chovasi, and I've got a daven just to fulfill my obligation. So the Loshen Keva is chok kavua, but the description Rashi gave shows you someone who's just, I want to just finish my obligation, I want to get it over with. So it appears as a burden to him. Number two, in the Gemara, Rabbanan Amri, kol mi she'eno oim rabbo loshon tachanunim. Rashi says on this, Mi she'eno oimer b'loshon tachanunim, Mi she'eno yochol lechavein libo lishol tzrochav. Someone who can't focus his mind in requesting his needs. So that's what Rashi's pshat on that is. There is a Tosfos at the bottom of the page, Kol she'eno yochol omar tachanunim, Pirush Rach, Dim Yochol Lomar Loshon Tachanunim Afilu Olov Kemaso, someone who knows how to formulate his prayer, even if it appears to him as a burden. Havet Tefila Ma'alya Delovo Inon Ela Loshon Tachanunim Bilvad. What this approach is interested in is that he says it in a properly formulated manner, and that creates a situation that his tefillah is called tachlunim, is something that seeks the grace of the Almighty. The third pshat, Rabo of Rav Yosi Amrit Ravayu, Kol Sheinu Yochol Lechadesh Bo Dovar, a prayer that doesn't have any new personal request in it is called keva. And Rashi explains that's it's the same thing day in and day out. I have the ability to say something new, but I'm afraid that if I veer off the standard text in order to recite my personal new request, it will cause me to become confused. And Rashi says, Shema ete velo eda lachzor lemokom shehifsakti, and I won't know to go back where to go back in the standard text. The fourth pshat, Rabaye bar Ovin, Rav Hanino bar Ovin, Damit Ravayu, they both say, Kol she'ein nispal in dimdume chamo, one who doesn't time his tefillah to be with the sun. Dimdune is taken to mean when it's red, which is a reference to the sunrise. The shachar is to be timed with the rising of the sun, and the mincha timed with the setting of the sun. To be, in other words, one would complete his mincha just before the sun sets. That's when the sun is red in its hue. So anyone who doesn't take the trouble to time his davening at those times, we would call that tfiloso keva. And Rashi explains, Hainu loshen keva, tfiloso lov choyk kovua lotse sidei choyva. This person's approach is that I've got an obligation to daven, v'eino makbid l'chazir achar shas mitzvah ve'es rotzon. And he's not interested, he's just interested in getting, just doing the tefillah because he has to fulfill his tefillah obligation, and he's not concerned with finding the best time to do it. So that's the Loshon Keva here. Continuing in the Gemara, the Omer of Chia bar Abba, Omer of Yochanan, mitzvah lispalim dimdume chamo. The ideal time for davening is with the dimdume chamo, as we described just before. The Omar Rabbi Zera, my craw, what's the pasuk that indicates this? The pasuk says, Yerucha im shemesh v'fnei yoreach dor dorim. So we see the meeting with the Almighty, paraphrasing the idea of the pasuk, of course, with the rising of the sun and with the setting. Lifnei Yoreach is the reference to the nighttime, so before the moon comes out, which is a reference to the end of the day. Laiti alo b'marova amad matzli im dimdume chamo. In Eretz Yisrael, they ridiculed or cursed he who would daven mincha with the dimdume chamo, which is meaning at the end of the day. You're talking here about people that would hold off on their mincha till the very end of the day, and they ridiculed that. Mai taimo? Why? Answer, dilmo mitrifa le shaita. Because they might, as a result of some unexpected occurrence that will cause them to miss the mincha. In other words, if you wait all day till the very end of the day, who is to guarantee that some unexpected circumstance won't come up at that point and you'll end up not having daven mincha at all? So better to daven mincha earlier, leaving open the possibility of if something happens later, you will have already davened. Rabbi Shomer, Hamalach Mokoim Sakona, Mespalo Tfilo Kitzora, Bechulei, Bechol Poroshas Ho'ibor. We will see two versions in this piece of Gemara as to what's the connotation of Bechol Poroshas Ho'ibor that is part of this passage that one says when he is in a place of danger. So the first version we see marked in our Gemara with an aleph, and a few lines later, the Iko Diamri expression, middle line, is squiggled on a line as we highlight alternative terms, alternative versions, and that will be the Bay's version. So what is my Poroshas Ibor? Amrav Chisda, Amrav Mar Ufa, Afilu Bishah, Sha'ato Mismale Alehem Evra, Ki'isha Ubra, Yu Kol Tzorchehem Lefonecha. There is a, we call it a play on words. The Mishnah had mentioned Bechol Parashas Ibor, so whenever, Atam Ismaleim, ever means whenever you, the Almighty, become consumed with wrath over them, like a woman who is pregnant and in the state of childbirth, nevertheless, their needs should be in front of you. Iko Diamri, Omar Afchiz, Omar Marukva, Afilu Bishah Shehem, Oivrim al divrei Torah. Loshen of Parsha Sibor is when they are sinning because they are violating Torah teaching. You called Tzorcheihem lefonecha. With our markings, you can see we've highlighted the different words that are similar to the Mishnah's expression of B'chol Parasha Seibor. The Rashi says B'chol Parasha Seibor kemo Prishas Hoibor, and the expression "b'chol parashas ibor" means, and according to this, in all different explanations of the word ibor, like we saw evra and ubra, under all those different circumstances, their needs should be in front of you. Tonu Rabbona, hamahalech b'mokom gidudei chaya v'listim, person who is walking in a place where there are bandits, or those are listim and chaya, are animals, wild animals, espalo, filo, kitzara. He should daven, he should say this short passage, v'ezo, he, filo, kitzara. What is the nusuch of that filo, kitzara? So we'll see in this source several nuschos, and we've indicated with a double underline the names of the different authors. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Asei Ritzoincha B'Shamayim Mimal, V'tein Nachas Ruach Lirecha Mitachas, do your will above and create pleasantness to those that fear you below. V'atov Beinecha Asei, and that which is fitting in your eyes, do. Boruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfila. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, his version of Tfila Kitzora, Shema Shavas Amcha Yisrael, hearken unto the cries of Israel, v'asei mehira bakashosam, and fulfill quickly their request. Baruch atah Hashem shomea tefila. Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok Omer, shema tzakas amcho Yisrael, hearken unto their screams. And the Mefarshim deal with the difference between shavas and tzakas. There are different levels of screaming. So Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadok says, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, V'asei Mehei Rabba Kashosam, and fulfill their request quickly, very similar to the Rabbi Yeshua text. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfila. The difference between the two versions is Shav'as versus Tza'akas, two expressions of crying or screaming out. Achirim Oimrim, Tzorche Amcho Yisrael Merubim, V'daitam Ktzora. The needs of your people Israel are many, and their daitam, their mindset is short. What does that mean? They, because of their tzoras, they can't concentrate. So they can't formulate what they need, because we're talking especially here about a mokum sakana. Yiratzom mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu shetitein l'chol echad v'echad kedei parnasosoi l'chol gviot dei machzor. Should give to every individual his necessary income, and to each gviot, each individual, each body, dei machzor, enough for their maintenance, that they shouldn't be missing anything. Boruch ato Hashem shomea tfila. As far as the choice text is concerned, Rav Huna says the text of the Achirim. As you can see, we have a slash mark here indicating that that which follows is a new idea. Amar le Eliyo Rav Yehuda Achvo the Rav Sala Chasida. Eliyo turns to Rav Yehuda and says, "Lo sirtach v'lo sechti, do not become enraged, and thereby you will avoid sin. Lo sarvi v'lo sechti, do not become inebriated, and thereby avoiding sin. U'kshata yoytzei l'derech, himolech b'koin chavitzei. And when you are about to go on a trip, so consult with your Creator and then go. Ma himolech b'koin chavitzei. What do you mean to consult with your Creator and then go on the trip? Omar Rav Yankiv, Omar Rav Chisto zut filas l'derech. And that's a reference to the well-known passage that we call the Prayer of the Road, the Tfilas HaDerech. Yomar of Yankiv, Omar of Chisto, Kol Yotze L'Derech, Tzorch L'Spalo, Tfilas HaDerech. Anyone who is going to be taking a trip has to say this particular prayer. My Tfilas HaDerech, what is the text of that prayer? And we should have noted that on the side of our Gemara, under our Nosei heading, we are entitling this simply as Tfilas HaDerech. So, what is Tfilas HaDerech? Yihi Ratzon Milfonecho Hashem Elokai Shetolicheini LeShalom, that you should enable me to walk in peace. V'tatzrideini LeShalom, another expression of walking, a mitzad, has to do with marching, with walking. V'sismecheini LeShalom, and support me with peace. V'atzileini Mikaf Kol Oyev V'orev Baderech, and save me from the clutches of all enemies and people laying in wait. V'sishlach brocha b'masei yodai, v'sitneni l'chein u'l'cheser rachem min b'einecho v'einei koro'ai. And grant a blessing to all of my actions, my work, and grant me grace and kindness and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all those that behold me. Baruch Ato Hashem Shomea Tfila. So that's a basic Tfilas HaDerech text. However, Abaye points out that the grammatical form of speech here is something that should be changed. Omar Abaye Li'olam, and we continue at the top of Lamed Omed Aleph, Lishtaf Lishatef Inish Navshe Bahadi Tzibura. In formulating a text, you should do it in such a way that you are joining, you're partnering with the rest of the public. So, what do you mean by that? Hechi Neima. So, what should he say to reflect this? The answer is it should be reflected in the form of the grammatical form, namely plural form, as opposed to what we just read was in the singular form. And the change would be like this: Yirotzon milfanecho Hashem Elokeinu shetolicheinu l'shalom. The suffix vav, nun vav, indicating us in the second person plural, as opposed to first person singular form of tolicheini that we saw before. In order to highlight the contrast, you'll notice that we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, which lines up with the little arrow on Chof Tes Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. And we double underline the key lettering that needs to be changed. The Gemara continues, Eimas Matzli, when does one say this? Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Chisda, Mishah Shemahalich Baderech, at the point that he is on the road, on his way. Ad Kamo. So there, Rashi has a couple pshatim about what this question means. Ad Kamo is until when. So Omar Rav Yankiv, Omar Rav Chisto Ad Parso. So now let's take a look at Rashi and the two pshatim that we'll find in his commentary. The first, the number one, second line from the top, Ad Kamo Zmano Lispalel. How much time do you have to say it? Ad Parso. You say it within the first parsa, which is approximately 4 kilometers of the journey. Avol lo la'achar shaholach parsa. But if he didn't say it that early in the trip, so then it's too late. So that you have the amount of, you have to say it within the first 4 kilometers of the trip, according to this. Number two, ubahag meforesh ad kamo yivagish lech sheitzorach lispalel. How long must the journey be? The ad kama question of Gemara is how long a journey must it be in order to necessitate the need for tefillas aderech. So the answer to that is ad parsa. The journey shall be no less than a parsa. Avol ein lo lelech elo ad parsa. Avol derech pachos mi parsa. If he is not going on a parsa length journey, but rather something less, ain't so his pal tefillas, then he has no need for tefillas haderech. The Gemara continues, vehechi matzli lo, positioning himself, how should he say it? Rav Chisda amar mu'umad, standing. In other words, in a motionless form, as opposed to while traveling. Rav Sheshes amar filu mahalech, even while walking, while even while you're in movement, you can say tefillas aderech. Rav Chisda Rav Sheshes habukazli burcha, they were on the road. Kom Rav Chisda v'komatzli, Rav Chisda stopped and started his prayer. Well, assuming that it's referring to tefillas aderech. There are other meforshim, by the way, on this topic, what we're referring to now. It may refer to the tefillah ketzora that we saw before. But Tosfos, as Tosfos points out, Heichi Matzli Lo, when the question that was raised just a few lines above, how is one to say it? So he says, Atfilas Haderech Koi. You know, it's referring to Tfilas Haderech. Continuing in the Gemara, we see Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes on a journey together, and Rav Chisda stops to say the Tfilas Haderech. Amar Rav Sheshes, Lishamei Rav Sheshes, who was blind, he says to his servant who was guiding him, My Ka'ovid Rav Chisda, what is Rav Chisda doing right now? Amar Le Koi Masli, he's stopped and is praying. He's saying Tfilas Haderech. Amar Le, so Rav Sheshes says, Ukman Nami Lididi, help me stand up, you know, to stop me, because he was probably being drawn by the shamash while Rav Sheshes was riding an animal. So he says, "Stop, Ukmon Nami Lididi, cause me to stop the Atzli, and I too will daven. I will too will pray the Tefillas Haderech like Rav Chisda. Miyos Tov Al Tikri Ra, literally, be good and don't be called bad." Which means, if to use just another common phrase, if you can have your cake and eat it too, that's better. Here, it's true that Rav Sheshes' own opinion is that he didn't have to stop, but by stopping, you're not doing something wrong, so I can stop, be like Rav Chisda who is accompanying me, and thereby satisfying all parties. That's the idea of Mios Toiv Al Tikri Rasa. By my stopping, I can also fulfill Tefillas Haderech and also conform to those around me. The Gemara asks, "My iko bein havinenu l'tfila ketzora." What is the difference between these two prayers, which are both short versions? And Tosfos explains each one in its own circumstances. And obviously, there's a difference between havinenu and tfila ketzora. There's that well. Tefillah Ketzorah you say only when you're in danger, and Havinenu you say all that you can say all the time as a form of Shemona Esrei. So that's not what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara is asking, given each one's respective circumstances, given that you're saying Tefillah Ketzorah under dangerous circumstances and the Havinenu under normal circumstances, still, what differences are there? So the Gemara answers. And what we've done with our markings, you can see we've highlighted with an underline Havinenu and then Tefillah Ketzorah. Havinenu boy v'slig v'kamaisig v'sraisa. The nature of Havinenu is you have to say the full beginning three brachas of the Shema Yisrael and the full three closing brachas, the end brachas. V'chimoti l'beisei lo boy l'mahadutzli. And when he gets home, if he's saying Havinenu on the road, so he doesn't have to say a Shemona Esrei again when he gets home. But Tefillah Ketzorah, lo boy litzuye, lo gimel kamaisa v'lo gimel basraisa. Tefillah Ketzorah does not have the first three and closing three brachas of the Shemona Esrei. V'chimoti l'beisei boy mahadeh litzuye. When he gets home, when he arrives home, he does have to daven again. He has to say Shemona Esrei now that he is at home. V'hilchasa havinenim umad. Tefillah Ketzorah bein umad bein mahalech, and the Gemara rules that Havinenu can be recited or needs to be recited in a standing, in a stationary position, and Tefillah Ketzorah can be said whether standing or even moving. This concludes today's Gemara section of Gemara Markings Daf Yomi. For those who are interested, our site offers a shiur on today's Daf Yomi Tosfos, presenting the Tosfos text with explanations.